I so appreciate the mayor of Salt Lake County joining us here in studio. And Mayor McAdams, welcome. Good to have you here.
Great to be on the show, Doug.
I've been very intrigued ever since I heard rumblings about what was unfolding with the potential of Facebook. And as you may have heard me mention as you were driving in, you know, the first blush is, wow, how cool would that be? I mean, Facebook, add that to eBay, add that to Adobe, add that to, and the list goes on. And we're looking for Silicon Slopes here in the state of Utah. Sounds like, as we like to say here in Utah, a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. And it's something we're excited about. We want to continue to bring those jobs and to grow the brand of Utah, and something that I take very seriously.
But here's the question. Is it a good deal? And when I was reading the article on KSL.com and in the Deseret News, you've indicated you've been losing some sleep over this deal. Why?
Well, you know, Doug, I care about building Salt Lake County and building the state of Utah, and we want to bring those jobs here. And I'm a believer in the Silicon Slopes vision, and that's a great future for us. But, you know, I also realize that we can't just be so impressed by a name that we're going to willing, you know, we got to evaluate at what cost. At what point is it not a good deal? Now, this isn't the first data center that Facebook has built around the country. And I think that, you know, you need to look at what's happened in other places where data centers go in. These are, you know, great names, great companies with great names. But a data center really is just a warehouse with servers that where you're storing information. And so the 70 to 100 or so jobs that might be located at one of these facilities, you know, they don't have a multiplier effect in the local economy. And so you have to really recognize that while the name of a certain company might be a great name, the multiplier effect that it would have locally is limited.
That caught my attention. When we do the math, you did the math in this case, and divide the incentives and everything up among the 70 to 100 people that would be employed likely there, it sounds like a pretty high per head cost to get a business like this here.
I think so. We calculated anywhere, depending on how many jobs they bring, from $2 to $3 million, just the local incentive alone. We'd be putting about $240 million that would go back to a company to bring these 70 to 100 jobs. And these jobs are, you know, I think it'd, you know, they'll pay about $70,000, so a great paying job. But we're going to be paying $3 million to bring a $70,000 job here in Utah. I worry about this precedent of us buying jobs and really getting a bad deal for the taxpayer.
In the headline, it says secret moves to lure Facebook data center to West Jordan questioned. How secretive has this been? Has that been troubling to you?
Well, anytime you're trying to recruit a company, there's sensitivity, right?
Right.
You got to work and make sure that you can get the right deal. And then there's a point where those confidential negotiations go to the public for the public buy-in. And so I understand that the city of West Jordan's been working on this for about a year and a half. The county's been aware of it just for a few weeks. And within the last few weeks, we raised some concerns about whether we're seeing the stars in our eyes about a great name and can't see really that this is a good deal for the taxpayer. So we started raising questions a few weeks ago when we became aware of the deal and saying that we weren't sure that I wasn't sure that I, as the county mayor, would support the incentive. As much as I support the residents of West Jordan, we want to bring jobs and good, positive growth to that community. But a few industrial warehouses that take up a lot of space, a lot of water, which is one of my biggest concerns, we started raising concerns about that. One of my biggest concerns is that there hasn't been, nor do I see an opportunity for the public to be engaged. How is the public going to weigh in and advise us whether they think this is a good investment of their dollars?
I want to talk more about the resources, the land and the water and so on, in just a few moments. But I want to get back to kind of how this happened. As I understand it, Kurt Bramble, Senator Bramble, started this process, or at least paved the way for, because some modifications had to be made that seemed to have been pretty much custom designed for something like this. And it was put in place during the last legislative session. With your experience in the past as a senator on Utah's Capitol Hill, you would certainly be able to give us an insight as to what all that was. And then I understand that it wasn't really kicked through the goalpost and solidified until the special session that just concluded. Is that fundamentally correct?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay, so what happened on Capitol Hill? What was this legislation, and how tailored was it for this enterprise that very well may be Facebook?
So it's intended to exempt from sales tax the purchase of servers. And, you know, a data center will be refreshing their hardware every 3 years or so. And so I think there's some merit maybe to that legislation to say if we're bringing a data center here and the existence of a sales tax on them buying servers every few years would be a deterrent. I'm not necessarily opposed to the state legislation that passed, but it is part of the rebate that would go to the company. But that was the proposal, is whether we should exempt these servers from state and local sales tax. I know that Speaker Hughes was concerned with the original version of this legislation, a little bit too big of an incentive. It got refined and ultimately passed during the legislative session. It conceivably would apply to the Project Discus that's being talked about in West Jordan right now, but other future data centers. And so I don't know that I think that legislation in and of itself was bad until you put it with everything else that's on the table. And what we're talking about here is not just rebating those sales taxes, but all sales taxes, related to construction of the facilities, the material they would buy to build those facilities, 75% of the property taxes for the phase one, 85% for phase two, and rebating 100% of the property taxes for phase three, all of the utility fees that would go with that. That's where you get to this $240 million local incentive that we're going to be offering to a company to come and bring us these, to build a handful of warehouses and bring 70 to 100 jobs here.
Mayor, as you mentioned, sometimes when you are trying to lure a big business, there are other states that would very much like it. I've heard the names of some states. I'm not sure if some of this stuff is on the record or off the record. But there are states here in the Intermountain West that would very much, as I understand it, like Facebook to come, and they're looking very, very seriously. I've even heard that maybe it's down to two different sites, including us. So I think I get some of the secrecy part, but boy, when you start asking for the taxpayers and big sacrifices from the taxpayers, that's when some of the secrecy needs to start popping out into the daylight. Are you convinced at this point that there will be adequate opportunities for taxpayers in general in Salt Lake County specifically? Well, and it'll affect Utah taxpayers in general, but also the taxpayers of West Jordan. Are you convinced that there will be plenty of sunshine on this?
I'm not. I'm very concerned about that. Now, it's very typical for when you're in negotiations to recruit a company, the company will pit one city against another city and see who can come up with the best incentive. But, you know, there's got to be a point in which the public would be invited. What I've read in the newspaper over the weekend is that the city of West Jordan is saying that there is no opportunity for public input, that the only way for the public to be engaged is to speak to their elected representatives. I would like to hear directly from the public what they think. I think we're making a very big decision here. Some of these companies that could come, we have some big names, and that could do a lot to help our growth and the growth of the Silicon Slopes concept. But if we do it in a way that in order to draw a name, we're going to see increases in water rates, increases in tax rates and other things that's going to push away businesses. Yep. So you got to strike that balance. And I want to hear what the public has to say about it. And what I'm hearing, originally there was a public hearing scheduled for August 10th. I understand that that's not on at this point. So it doesn't sound like there's any real opportunity for the public to weigh in and say whether they support this or not.
As I mentioned a moment ago, I want to spend in our next segment an opportunity to talk about some of the resources, the land resources. I've seen the basic map, old Bingham Highway, that area, but also the issue of water that we've already alluded to. I want to really dig into that. I remember what a surprise it was to Bluffdale and to residents of the northern part of Utah County even, and the southern part of Salt Lake County, when they discovered how much electricity, how much water would be consumed by the NSA. Now, that's a whole different animal, I recognize, but yet there's a little bit of the same principle. There have been several headlines lately, just in case you just tuned in. This one was at UtahPolicy.com a while back. Lawmakers taking another crack at luring Facebook to Utah after earlier effort fizzled. And, of course, that's an article of just a while back. And more recently in the Deseret News, you've also read this at KSL.com. Secret moves to lure Facebook data center to West Jordan. Questioned. Mayor McAdams is here with us, the mayor of Salt Lake County. Is yours pretty much the voice in the wilderness here, or are there others who are expressing either publicly or privately their concern?
Well, I know that there are members of the Salt Lake County Council who are also concerned about this, and then I have heard from members of the public, but the way that this will move forward is there's a taxing entity committee of about eight people. Salt Lake County will comprise two of the people on that eight-member committee that'll decide whether or not this will move forward. And to my knowledge, at this point, it's my representative and the representative of the county council are the only ones that are expressing concern.
What about West Jordan? We have put some phone calls out, and a lot of people are reluctant to talk at this point, saying fundamentally to us they don't want to blow the deal.
Yeah.
The people of West Jordan, this is, and we'll talk about the physical footprint of this in a moment. Are you hearing any rumblings out of West Jordan itself?
I know that the mayor, the city manager, and council members in West Jordan are very supportive of this deal. And, you know, I represent the people of West Jordan just as the people of anywhere in the Salt Lake Valley. And I care. I want to find the right deal for them. But I worry that this project will result in tax increases to the people of West Jordan and tax increases and water increases across the Salt Lake Valley.
A few of the people that have kind of whispered things in our ears here are saying, well, this isn't that different than what we did to get eBay here. What's your reaction to that, Mayor?
So this is very similar to the eBay deal that is a data center located in South Jordan, and we're happy to have companies and their big names that come here. One of the differences here is this is a much bigger incentive and a much bigger project area. The area of this project is 1,700 acres. The incentive is the largest ever in county history. It just feels like we're giving up a lot to draw another name. And it'd be one thing if it was the first name and the first name we're trying to attract to set a brand. But I think the brand of Utah is good. We're a great place to live. We have a great workforce. And we have a pretty strong tech sector already that's continuing to develop and has momentum on its own.
You know, I have to admit that when I think of like eBay, I think of people back there packaging stuff up, and I think of, you know, all kinds of people working there, you know, kind of like the Google, you know, where everybody's riding around on bicycles thinking up really cool, innovative stuff. Off the air and maybe even on the air, you mentioned this is just kind of a warehouse full of servers.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's a few warehouses that suck a lot of water for evaporative cooling. You got to keep the coolers cool, the servers cool, and then a lot of power. But the jobs are just people who are making sure that the servers stay on, that they get regular maintenance. And these aren't software engineers or a tech campus or anything. It really is just a warehouse of servers.
So it's not quite like we see in the movies with the high-tech world,
nope,
you know?
Nope. The campus where that happens will stay elsewhere. Yeah. That's not coming to Utah. What we'll get for this, you know, almost $300 million total incentive is the ability to put a name on our resume, but that's about it.
As far as the footprint itself, describe that to us. Old Bingham Highway and where to where?
Well, what's being proposed right now is about 1,700 acres. Project Discus would need about 230 of that.
Where did that name come from, by the way? I've read it. Discus.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you know. I'm not sure. Usually when you're in a confidential corporate recruitment type negotiation, you come up with a name to make sure you don't violate any confidences. And so I'm not sure where that name came up with. But Project Discus is looking for 230 acres. What's being proposed by the city of West Jordan is that you take 1,700 acres and put all of that in an area that's potentially eligible for the similar incentive. And so city of West Jordan has said publicly that they're in conversations with two other potential data centers that could come into this area. And so one of the things that's concerning to me is we are making a decision of momentous impact of about $300 million, taxpayer dollars. But if indeed there are two other companies that are looking at this of similar magnitude, then really what's happening is a $1 billion decision and 15 million gallons of water per day that would be committed, not only with the decisions that would be made this week, but the precedent that would be set for other companies who are looking at this.
That is really interesting. The water is what caught me off guard when we started talking the NSA. When I started hearing about some of the power usage, and somehow that kind of makes a little bit of sense. You go, yeah, I can see where maybe when they flip all those switches off, things go, you know, a little bit. But I was stunned to hear of the water usage. And again, it's for evaporative cooling?
Yeah, for evaporative cooling. So this is about three times the water that we've committed to the NSA data center.
Wow.
So much, much bigger. And what you need these servers get hot. So you need to cool them down. So you do evaporative cooling. So they need about 5.3 million gallons of water for just these 70 to 100 jobs. Now, to put that into perspective, the city of Riverton, population of about 42,000 people, they use about 7 million gallons of water a day. So 5.3 million gallons of water for 70 jobs.
And this is per day?
Per day. And 7 million gallons of water for the residents of West Jordan per day. Now, you know, I saw an interesting story over the weekend where Riverton uses secondary water. They use water out of the Jordan River to water their lawns and that. And it looks like that could be going away with some of the issues in
Utah. Yeah, there are huge issues right now. Yeah.
So, you know, we're in a climate where we tell people to conserve water, xeriscape your yards, or water early in the morning, all these measures that we ask people to go out of their way to make sure we conserve water. We live in a desert. And then in one fell swoop, we could commit the water that's equivalent to serving 30, 35,000 people and commit that to just draw 70 jobs to our, to our community.
Let me grasp that again. 5.3 million gallons per day. And you compared that to which municipality?
The city of Riverton.
Okay, and Riverton, and that's how much per day?
7 million gallons per day.
7 million per day.
And they have 42,000 people.
And 42,000 people. Wow. You know, when I was a kid growing up, every time you'd hear a commercial for Lagoon that say a million-gallon pool fit to drink, you know. And, boy, I'm trying to picture, you know, about five and a half of what the new pool's probably more. But, wow, that's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water.
Where does it come from?
Well, I understand right now that West Jordan has commitments because of other projects that have gone away that they've recruited and then companies who have come and not materialized. They have about 2 million gallons that are available right now, but the rest would have to be procured through the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, and so they'd have to go out and buy water rights to bring that here. And and I understand Jordan Valley Water believes that they can acquire those water rights, but, you know, we're in such a fast-growing climate right now that water is zero-sum. And it may be available today, but it's going to be at a cost, whether that's in 5 years or 10 years, where we're going to be building expensive pipelines to bring water from the Northeast or other places to bring water in, that there's not enough water to meet our needs. And, you know, and you look at places like Riverton that may lose a source of secondary water, and people are going to have to water their lawns, and that's going to be expensive.
Mayor, in just the brief moment we have before we need to take a break here, and I so appreciate you coming in and joining us here in studio, what would you like to see happen? What would lessen the heartburn and give you a little better night's sleep here?
Well, Doug, you know, I want to be part of building the Utah story and helping to bring jobs and economic growth to the state of Utah. I want to be part of serving the people of West Jordan, who are my constituents, and I have their interest at heart. But I really believe they need a champion, somebody who can stand up for the people of West Jordan and the people of the Salt Lake Valley, who will see their taxes increase, who will see their water rates increase as a result of poor decisions. I think somebody needs to step up and say this an exciting name isn't the only factor to look at. We need to look at this in the grand scheme of things. And so I have real concerns about this project. I still haven't made up my mind. I'm looking to be convinced. There's some ways that this deal could get better. The incentive, I believe, is just too big. The acreage of this project area and that we might be attracting future companies with a similar incentive and no ability to weigh in on this in the future, that's very concerning to me. And then the water. I don't know how you can get there with that amount of water. So I think at the end of the day, I may very well just be a no based on the water alone, but I'm trying to get to yes. If this project doesn't work out, if this company decides not to come to Utah for whatever reason, then I'm going to be there supporting the people of West Jordan and finding the next thing that is a fit, that can grow the economy and grow jobs and support economic growth in that area, the Salt Lake Valley, and that's my commitment.
Am I understanding this correctly, that on this ground that we're talking about, that there could be maybe two other entities that would come in, like Facebook?
That's what the city of West Jordan has said publicly.
And would each of them then have the potential of consuming about 5 million gallons of water per day?
I have no information about what they're talking about. I've seen that they've mentioned that, and they've mentioned that their data centers, and so I'm just extrapolating that if they're of similar size and similar needs of the one we're talking about right now, then it could be that's the precedent we're setting, and that's the why this project area is being drawn so big, to not only include the 230 acres that Project Discus is seeking, but 1,700 acres,
right,
is because there may be other companies in the wings who are expecting the same incentive. And I don't have any information to affirm that or deny that, but it's the precedent that's being set is really concerning.
And again, so I understand this, and our KSL listeners understand it. The 5.3 million gallons, would that be for Facebook, and then there could be a times three factor, or would this be for what the potential of three businesses?
So I can't confirm the name of the company. I want to be respectful of that confidentiality.
The unnamed company, Project Discus.
Yeah, the 5.3 million is for Project Discus alone.
Alone.
If there are two other companies of similar magnitude and similar need, then you'd be talking about 15 million gallons of water for three companies.
Holy cow. All right. Mayor, I really appreciate your insights. And as I mentioned a little earlier, I was going to say Representative, Senator Kurt Bramble will be joining us. We're going to chat with him since he was the legislative impetus on this. But Mayor, I really appreciate your insights.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you for joining us here